Good morning, Susie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom and Kelly. Aloha. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, Susie, before we get started, of course, it's May 1st, and so I want to offer you a radio lay. Happy Lay Day.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I'm sure it's as fragrant as the airwaves will allow us to use our imagination. Thank you.
That's right. And if you want to, you can string five radios together, put them around your neck, and let people know, hey, I have a radio lay and you don't. So
I love it.
Happy,
cool.
Happy Lay Day. Now, Susie, you want to talk to us about something called feeding tube craze? What the heck is that?
Well, you know, I wanted to start off May with something a little interesting to keep our audience perked up. You know, it seems like our society, in the world of we want everything now, everybody wants a quick fix. And I especially find that sometimes when I'm trying to help patients set realistic goals and expectations that, you know, some people just don't want to do the work. And I came across this on the Today Show recently, and I thought, gosh, this might be kind of fun for you and I to talk about. And, the feeding tube craze and what it is, it's like women now, we're approaching the wedding season. And this came a story last week about women now are desperate to lose weight before their wedding day, and they'll do anything that is at any cost, whether it be ridiculous, safe, or not. And they now are using what are called feeding tubes to get into their grandmother's wedding dress.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Feeding tubes, I'm thinking of, you know, like laying in the hospital with a drip.
Exactly.
But what is a feeding tube, and like, what are these on Craigslist or something?
Well, we hope not, Tom. What we're talking about here are, you know, the Europeans are a little ahead of us sometimes in medical technologies and the uses of things. However, I'm not saying that I applaud this technique. I just wanted to let people know what's going on in other parts of the country here. That you know, people are always looking for an extreme way to diet to lose weight quickly. So people are literally, women in particular, it seems to be the trend now. Women are walking around with a 24-hour feeding tube down their nose. It is utterly unattractive, and they are getting fed 24/7 a concoction that puts their body into extreme ketosis, shedding fat rapidly without burning muscle. And they're losing about 2 to 3 pounds a day on a 10-day treatment.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. What is ketosis, okay?
Ketosis is the state of the body kind of shutting down and burning high volumes of fat, kind of like the Atkins diet. That's what they claim, because there are no carbs. And, you know, you're highly restricted, and the body kind of shuts down in this state. It's not a desired state that you want your body to be in for a long period of time.
Now, they actually have a tube up their nose, and what are they carrying, a sack around their neck or something?
They're putting them in their designer bags and walking around town. Doctors in Florida and New York and other parts of the country in Boston are doing it. And, you know, some of the women that I've looked at some of the interviews are not taking their kids to school because too many kids ask questions like, are you dying? Is your mommy dying? Or what is going on with that funny tube in her nose, you know? And it's raising a lot of controversy on, you know, our extreme need to lose the weight fast.
Now this brings to mind two things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I've been watching one of my favorite movies. I think I've seen it 3 or 4 times, which is the Woody Allen movie Midnight in Paris.
Mm.
If you haven't seen it, Susie, rent it, because you will absolutely fall in love with this movie. And there is a scene in which the character goes back in time, and he's at a party, and there's a guy playing the piano, and he says, gee, that sounds like exactly like Cole Porter. And the friend says, well, that is Cole Porter. I said, well, how can that be true? And, of course, the song he's singing is, birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. And
uh-oh.
I'm thinking to myself, you know, Parisians do it, Bostonians do it, even educated Floridians do it.
There you go.
Let's do it. what's wrong with doing it, though? Like, why shouldn't we do it? Why should the lyric be, let's not do it?
Well, because it still unhighlights the importance of what we all talk about, Tom. And that's like, people, they just don't want to embark on the healthy lifestyle. They're in a rush. If they had started their training or their eating habits a little bit sooner, you know, than last minute, you know, I think their body would appreciate it. And then most of the patients they've interviewed put that weight back on in a matter of 2 months or less.
Now, it would seem to me, Susie, if they're trying mm-hmm. to squeeze into their grandmother's or their mother's wedding dress.
Yeah.
I thought women were heavier back in the day. I mean, I've seen pictures of some of these pioneer women, these grandmothers, and I'm telling you this, I could fit in that dress with no problem.
Well, actually, they're saying, though, that back in the day, one of the other articles I researched, that a lot of the women were smaller. And then a man chimed in and said, well, why don't you just buy a bigger size dress? And that didn't go over very well. But, you know, basically, you know, this started in Rome about 10 years ago. And physicians started using this on the very obese patients. And mm-hmm. back in July here in the United States, it was brought here to help the extreme obese. And then there was kind of a shift in demand, which happened to be including brides-to-be. You know, the same feeding tube is used to help people that have head or neck cancer and they can't swallow. And, you know, some patients are finding out that they're losing too much weight on it and they're having it removed sooner than the 10-day suggested period.
Now, Susie, what happens if you want to fit in, like, your grandmother's wedding shoes and you have fat feet? I mean, do you wrap this thing into a toe and you kind of walk on your hands?
I don't know, Tom, but I don't, you know, it's just, I don't know.
I think it's sad, you know, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to lose weight to squeeze into a dress? He fell in love with you the way you were.
You know? And a lot of comments talked about that. And, you know, it's just like, who are we doing this for? For ourselves, for the man who loves us or woman who loves us? And, you know, things change. Your wedding picture gets wider in 10 years anyway. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you can Photoshop yourself into anything.
Yeah.
Susie, before I lose you, we got just a little bit more than a minute left, and I'm still trying to process this thing.
Give us
a number and a website, how we can reach you in case we want to actually do it the right way.
You bet, Tom. My phone number is 808-283-2121, and my website, I'll have this posted up live after the show in a day or so, at Susie, S-U-Z-I-E, trainsmaui.com.
Now, Susie, what would you, in the 45 seconds, very quickly, soundbite, what would you tell a potential bride to do?
Don't do this and call me earlier. And love yourself from the inside out. Love what you see in the mirror. You're beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing because they're already beautiful. They've been asked, will you marry me? Will you spend the rest of your life with me? And there they go, and they're off to the races. I think it's more about having the other women or maybe an old girlfriend, you know.
Oh, I didn't want to say it, but you're right, probably, Tom.
Okay.
We have to keep our listeners informed.
All right, SusieTrainsMaui.com. And Susie, thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to go have that nose tube removed. And I see now I was making a big mistake. Aloha.
Aloha.